Beit HaKisei, Rashi is Beit HaKisei mituch Isurin on hardship, right, on strain, stress. That was all bad tears. V'shel sav, v'shel shok, v'shel perot. Some medicinal things that cause you from medical reasons or laughter or perot. Yafo, Rashi is like a chardal, like an onion burning, for example. Those are good tears. Okay. Shabbi Yom, she's u shomrei abayit. So when the Rashi says, yeah, the kut Rashi, she's u yirtitu. When the gardens of the household are trembling. Right. We'll explain each pasuk now. Each part of the pasuk. Shomrei elu haksalim v'tzlaot. Rashi is flanks. Vatzlaot on the ribs, right? He says, "There's shomrei b'nehem me'ayim." These are what guard your intestines, v'chiyutosh l'dem, and your liveliness. Basically, keeps you protected. Mitvatu and she'achayil. Well, those are elu shokayim. Those are your thighs. It says she'kochosh l'dem nismach l'em, your loins, right? It says basically the strength of a person is dependent on them. Ubitlu atochanot. What are tochanot? Elu shinayim, the grinders. Those are your teeth. V'chashchu haraot ba'aruvot, right? And chashchu haro'ot, basically what you see, elu einayim, right? So basically, I think this is the pasuk that's connected to what we just saw over here, that all these ideas affect your sight, time comes and you start trembling and shaking, and etc. Okay. So the Roman Caesar says to Rabbi Shimon ben Chananya, my time lo atit lebe avidan. We saw this by avidan a while ago. Rashi said, what's about avidan? Makom shasu levitvakeach sham tzedukim ubaitusim im Yisrael b'mikraot. We saw this before. That remember, we said he was scared to go there. They were going to kill him. We had a story a couple of days ago. We saw the story that someone else didn't come, and they said, "Why don't you go there?" He said, "Things reminded me of Rabbi Yeshua." Rabbi Yeshua said, "Ah, because they were they would fight and they would kill me. There were people that had arguments there, and they got killed, whatever." So he as well to the kids. Rabbi Shimon Kach, and why didn't you come? So Amale, why? He says, "Tor Talig." What's Tor Talig? Look at Rashi over here. Hahar Tor, the mountain, right? Ahar nase shelig, the mountain's gone white. Klamar Rashi lava, my head's white. Sachruni glidin. See what tav shelhar says, the surrounding of the house. Malu kerach full of ice. Klamar safmi v'skini hilbinu, my beard and my moustache have gone all white. Kalvuhi lo navchin, right? Kelev lo novech. My dogs aren't barking anymore. What does that mean? He says, you can't hear my voice, I can hardly talk. Tachnuhi lo tochanin, my grinders don't work. He says, my teeth. Right? So he says, why do you come argue? He says, why do you come argue? He says, at my age, firstly, I might be just not wanting to go there. Like we saw before, that Chamin weren't so excited to go and argue in these places. He had a good reason to the season. He says, I'm an old man. What do you want from me? I can hardly talk, I can hardly walk, I'm grey haired, I'm white, etc. Bei Rav Amre, so in the Beit Midrash of Rav, right, they would say, Adelo Avdina Bechishna. They'd add on to this, right? It says, Adelo Avdina Bechishna. What I haven't yet lost, I'm looking for. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. Adelo Avdina Bechishna. Adelo Avdina Bechishna Acher. Look at Mashelo Avad Mimeni. What I haven't yet lost, Ani Mefashfesh. I'm looking for, huh? Merov Zikna, because he's so old, and Yolech Sachuach Umenalea. I'm walking bent over and trembling. When you are commission vakesh dinar and evad, look, somebody's looking for the money lost on the floor. Basically, he's walking hunchback over the thing like this. He says, that's they explain it. That's why I couldn't come and argue. Tani Rabbi Yossi bar Kismo Meir. Rabbi Yossi, still on this subject of here. Rabbi Yossi bar Kismo says like this. Tava trei mitlat. Two are better than three. What do you mean two are better than three? Look at Rashi. Tovim shnei haraglaim, two legs are better shel yamei bachrub when you're young, migimel shel zikna when you're three in your old age. Tarich mishenetim raglav, need a walking stick. It says two are better than three. Right? I'd rather give you my two legs walking upright than three legs bent over on a walking stick. And the Gemara then says like this, vai lai lechade de azle velo atya. Woe to that which is gone and doesn't return. Right? Vai, Rash says, ya chaval alea, kloma yesh lo lit onen v'litzok. You should mourn and chat, moan. Why? So, Gemara says, what is it that goes and never comes back? This is the Gemara Rabbi Chisda Yankuta. your young age, right? Today they say youth, but I think it's younger even. Yankuta, even younger. Gatraf Divi Amar Yankuta. What Yankuti says when you're young, Klila Devarda. That's a reed, a nezer, like a, what, not a reed, what do you call the one you, a crown, like a tiara, I think is the word, right? Of roses, of radim. Savuta, when you get old, when you're a savta, when you're really old, that's a klila de chilfa. Chilfa, Rashi says, yeah, the chilfa, he says, or tiash. A bit ladies, you get out the otsalo as Rashi last night. But you look at Mishud HaShash, he says there, minei kimshonim from the Aruch. Didn't help you much either. But the Akademai Rashon I found online is Esev Kotsani, right? Like a tiara of thorns. So when you're young, it's a tiara of roses. When you're older, it's a tiara of thorns. Tell him, Ishmael Rabbi Meir, Dok b'chachi v'tishkach b'nigri. He says, go out. Rashi says, look here, he says, echol harbeit, eat lots. V'timtza achila b'psiotecha. She'echazek kochachan. You'll find that you'll feel the food in your steps that is strengthening you. Dok Rashi says, k'mo achala midaka. Lashon Kos says, go chew very well. Right, chew your food. Tishkach b'nigrish ne'emar v'nizba lechem v'nyeh tovim v'ra'al ra'inu. So it'll be good for you, the food. And let's go to Rav Yehuda. Shinina. Remember Shinina, because young, aspiring Talmid Chacham. I think we saw it once that we explained there that Masechi Brachot, that he said they're like a long tooth or something. Like we're still long in the tooth, something like that, or short in the tooth. Something like that. He says, Share shakecha v'ay lachmecha. So what does he say over here? He says, Ad arba'in shanin, for 40 years, for the first 40 years, mich lemale, food is good for you. Mikan ve'elach mish lemale, the drink is better for you. So while you're young, eat nicely, enjoy your food. When you start getting older, you're going to find that you need to drink more and eat less. Amleahu guzar Rabbi Shoven Korcha. So there's guzar, Rashi says, yeah, guzar is a tzeduki, but is a mesuras. Can't find the Rashi. Yeah, Guzra Saris, right? He's a eunuch. He's been castrated. The Tzeduki, yeah, it was a Tzeduki. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. Now, why was he called Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha? Because he was bald. I mean, I don't know, really. But I mean, his father was Korcha. Maybe his father's a bald. But he seems to be bald. He says, Mihacha le Karchina kama have. So he starts mocking me. He says, tell me from here to the Kerach, right? How long will it take? And he's the play on the words, yeah. Rashi says, "Yam yachel lekarchin lekame vekame malach yesh bekanad akerach, v'lach nito." And he would try to like just mock him and aggravate him. Al kirchato nitkaven, because he was bald. So Amaleh, and I'm sure Kach wasn't the one to be easily pushed off. Amaleh kamiachel leguzina leguzania. He says the same distance as it takes kamoshe mikan ala saris from here to the castrated. So Amaleh tzeduki says. Barcha karcha ba'arba. Look at Rashi. He says, Sha'akerach lakuach ba'arba. Barcha karcha, he says Rashi, is a goat. And what is it called, the barcha karcha? It's a barcha karcha, like a bald goat. Al shem she'enu meluvash b'tzemer k'rachel. Because it hasn't got hair, wool on, like a female. So therefore he's called a bald one. So he says to him, and that's what you take with four. He's trying to say to him, you're cheap, I think, right? So he says to him, Rabbi Shimon Karach, Amalei, Ikra, Shlifa Betamnia. What's he mean? What's Ikra? From the word Akur, right? Like a castrated dog, right? So he says to him, Amalei, Rabbi Yeshua, Ikra Shlifa, Ha, Se. Right, but Ikra is a seh, a sheep. She beitzav akurim, right? A male sheep, I suppose, or a female sheep. Akurim netukin lokhim b'shmone. You can buy a castrated sheep for eight. So now they're arguing up and down, not speaking very nicely. One says, "Chazia de lo sai mesane." So he sees over there, Rav Shimon Karach isn't wearing shoes. So Amar lei, the al sus melech, a king rides a horse. The al chamor ben chorin, a free guy, not a slave, and he rides a donkey. A person who wears shoes, at least a human being. Teloha veloha, someone who isn't a king, not a free man, not even wearing shoes, right? The chafir v'kavir, that who's in a grave, tavmine. Right? Chafir, chaful, chaful v'kavul. He dug a hole and buried him. It's even better than guys not bringing shoes. So more or less, now Rabbi Shimon Kach says to him, Guza, says to him, you Guza, Tlat amartli, you told me three things, Tlat shamat, now you hear three things from me. He says, like, as Hadrat Panim Zaken. Right? It's a person who's got a glorified place, he's got a nice disposition, he's an old person. Simchat Lev, a person got happy at heart, is Isha. So I suppose Zaken, meaning you got old, and you have a woman, makes you v'nachlat Hashem, and if you want to be in the beneficiary of Hashem, banim, you need children. Basically, all the three things this guy hasn't got. So I was about to correct me.
It says zakan, not zaken.
Ah, wow. Okay, shkoch. Sounded better zakan. Zaken to me, okay? It says with a beard. Oh, wow. So I think because he's castrated, he couldn't grow his hair, maybe. Thank you. So, Baruch HaMakom, it says, bless Hashem, Shema'ancha mikulam, that you represent from all three of those. So Amarle, so he says to him, Karcha Mitsuyana. Rashi says, Aviya, Ata Kireach, B'merivata Ba'at Imadi. Beat me a question mark. When you come and argue with me, you bald man. So Amarle, Ikra Shlifa Tochacha. So he says to him, Rabbi Shimon Levi, Ata Saris, Lakni Talil Vakach, Imi Ba'at, you came to argue with me. Okay, so that's the story. There must be a deeper meaning in it. Can look around to see. Okay. I'm going to Rabbi Ribbishim ben Chalfa. Chalfa, Me'ma lo hikablanu panecha b'regel k'dir shekbilu avotecha avotan avotecha. Now this is a completely opposite way of Rashi. Rashi says over here that he's speaking to him v'derech anava. He says, lo hikbalta panai. So you look here, he says, Rabbi Shimon ben Chalfa said, Rabbi said to Rabbi Shimon ben Chalfa, Ma lo higbalnu panecha, why didn't we meet you or come and honor you by regel? But derech shekbilu avotai avodecha, like my forefathers went to visit your forefathers. Rashi is actually, Rebbe is picking him out for saying, why didn't you come visit me? Okay? So Amarle is insisting the same thing. He says, Slaim nasu gvohim, rocks became like mountains. Look at Rashi on the Tosfot side. Says Slaim Ktanim, little stones, Nasu Gvohim, Shizakanti, became very hard to walk up because I'm gold. Right? Krovim Nasu Rechokim, Nidmini, short distances seem now very far from me. You can see the government's giving us a message here about getting old. Mishtaim Nasu Shalosh, we saw that, right? Because now he needs to walk with a walking stick. Mishum Shalom Bayit Batel. He says, look at this. He says, Mishum Shalom Bayit Ever Tashmish. He says, well, if I'm all too old really to have relations with my wife, so I need to be around her, right, for Shalom Bayit. And if I left her, then I wouldn't ever have Shalom Bayit. Right, then another Gemara takes another couple of psukim and explains the psukim. Again, related in this context. So next pasuk, the pasuk from Kohelet. For Sugrud Latayim Bashuk, the doors were closed in the market. Bishval Kol HaTachana. Silent, they'll close. V'yakum l'kol ha'tzipor, and they wake up to hear the birds. V'shachu kol benot hashir. Okay, and I bent over all the daughters of Sing. So you want to take a screw down for shock. Adu nekavav shladam. Those are basically, we're saying nekavim nekavim, right? Where you make difficulty to go to the toilet. V'shefel kol ha'tachana, v'shvil korban she'eno tochen. V'yakum l'kol ha'tzipor, shafilu tzipor minarato mishnato. Even a bird wakes you up now from your sleep. Vishachu kobner ashir, what does it mean? Shafilu, says, call sharim v'sharot. The Mishrash have changed it. Even the sounds of the sharim v'sharot, domot alav kesucha. But I think actually it's a mistake, they should say kesicha. You don't appreciate the sounds of singing anymore. Everything sounds to you like the same. I think Rashi might say that. Kobner ashir, koklot shashir shleshotah, shadad, no, that's it. Vav barzilea giladi, amale David, says, now the story of barzilea giladi. He was really, David asked him, what's going on? He wanted me back in the army. He says, Ben Shwanim Shalokhi, I'm 80 years old. Ha'eda ben tov l'ra, do I now know anything good between good and bad? So the Gemara says, Mikan, she da'atan shel skeini mishtanot. He says, look at Rashi here, that now this is proof of here, that when you start getting older, your mind changes. Dichtiv, ha'eda ben tov l'ra, will I know the between good and bad? U'beskeina rubakam, he's telling me he's getting very old. In other words, you seem to not be able to discern things so well. The next pasuk is im yitam avdecha et asher uchal ve et asher ishte. If your servant will taste what he's eating, what he's drinking, mikach sisoftehem shel zekenim mitrafafot. He says, will I be able to still understand the taste and etc. the food? He says, yeah. From here you see when you start getting older, Rashi says mitbakot. Your lips start cracking. Kamo min ala marufa, like a cracked shoe. Im eshma od bekol sharim v'sharot. Will I still be able to appreciate the sounds of the singers? Mikanshi osnehem shel zekenim mitkavdot. Your ears start getting heavy. Right? Kamo v'oznav hakaved, that you can't hear properly. So Amar Rav, Rav said, now Barzilaya Giladi brings all the proofs from these psukim, right? That basically age makes you less competent. So Amar Rav, Barzilaya Giladi Shikra, he was a liar, says Rav. It's all nonsense what he's saying. And what's his proof? Tahi Amte, there was a servant, the Havya Bei Rebbe, in Rebbe's household, Batish in Vitartin Shanin. She was 92 years old. Vahava Taimakin, she was still tasting the food. She was still the official taster. So what are you talking nonsense about? When you're talking 80, you start losing senses of taste. It's just absolute rubbish. Rava Amar, Barzilai Giladi, Shatuf Bezimahu. So now the Chazal got a tan now on this Barzilai Giladi. They said, not only was he a liar, but he was Shatuf Bezimah. He was also, how do you say Shatuf Bezimah? He was like sexually corrupt or, but right? V'kola Shatuf Bezimah, Zikna Kuvtzilav. And anybody who's there's a word I'm looking for new. Lost my word. Now give me a help there with somebody.
Immorality.
But there's a better word I'm looking for. I'm looking for something.
Obsessed.
Even better. We're getting closer. But I'm still, there's still a better word. Ziknakovich Lelov. Right? Age jumps up on him. So these ages, sorry, anyone would add? Okay. So age jumps up on them, right? They age quickly. From promiscuity, if that was what I'm looking for, promiscuous, right? Promiscuity, right? So zignak of etzalav. Tami Shmuel Rabbi Yossi Yomer. Tamidei Chachamim calls manche maskinin. So on the contrary, Tamidei Chachamim, the older they get, chokhma nivasif, and they get wiser. Shneimar b'yishishim chokhma borei chachamim tvuna. In the age, so in the ages, they get wise, and borei chachamim tvuna, they get tvuna is understanding. Va'amei ha'aretz on the other hand. Calls manche maskinim tipshot nivasher. The stupidity climbs up on them. He adds to them. Shneimar mesir safal neimanim v'tam skinim yikach. Rather, this language we say every single day. Oh, this is a pasuk. Mesir safal neimanim v'tam skinim yikach. So mesir safal neimanim, but the tam of the skinim, understand, he takes away from them. Right? Rashi says over here, tam skinim yikach. Al kain midakashe kare hadade. Since the psukim have got one to the other, he says chad mitukam bechokhmat bechachamim vechad bezignei ha'ashuk. So basically, the same pasuk within it, it says tam skanim, right? That on the one hand, it's talking about tamnei chachamim and mesir safar neimanim. That's for chachamim, but tam skanim is yikach is for amaratim. Gamig, and the next pasuk we're quoting over here, this pasuk we're going to see in a lot of detail. Gamig gavoa yerau from the heart sefir v'tachtonim b'derech. And the shaked and the shaked knew the. I can't think straight this morning. Knew the. I eat them every single day. Knew the what's it called? Almond. Thank you. Will blossom. Yistabel hechagav, and the cross up. I think will like limp. The tafer ha'eviona ki holech adam el beit lamo galti daz v'savchu b'shuk asofdim. In the those who are giving the eulogizers. Go to play. Let's look in the Gemara. Explains each one. He says, "Gami gavoy yirav shafilu gibshushit ktana dome alav kare harim." So there's this idea here of getting old. Even a little hill, right, looks like a big mountain. V'chatatim baderech, like sort of fear along the way. What happens? B'shashem alach baderech nasu libo tohim. He gets scared. Rashi says, "Yeah, tohim is scared." Rashi says, "Pachadim." He gets scared. V'yenaetz hashaked and the almond blossoms. Zu. Klivoset. Rashi says, yeah, klivoset. What is the word? He says, etzem shel hanaka shayarech takurbo. So I think it's like your hip or something. Bolet v'yotzei mirov tashut kocho. Right? Is that what we're talking about? Is anybody from that generation? Is it a hip? Right? V'yistabel achagav. Right? The grasshopper. Elu agavot. Right? Look at Rashi over here. Elu agavot. He says, Dome alav kesevel masa kaved, like a very heavy load. V'tafer ha'aviyona, says we have to vatel atavach, and that is you do sexual desire. Rav Kana and Pasik Sidra Kamed Rav. Rav Kana was now on this. We're discussing these Pukim of about losing sexual desire. He was preparing Mikrot, Rashi says here, Mesader Parashot Shel Pesukim, making a whole collection of Pesukim together in front of Rav. Ki Matar High Krav. He got to this Pasuk which we saw over here now. So Nagid Ve'etnach. So Rav sighed out like this big sigh, Rashi says. Rav sighed a big sigh. Amar. So Rav Kana said to him, aha. So I understand. Shema Mina Batale Chamdei De Rav. Rav's now relating to this pasuk. He says he's basically got to age where he's lost all his sexual desire. Rav Kahana, mighty, Rav Kahana says, what does it say in the pasuk when it says, ki hu amar vayehi? Right? So we know that pasuk as well. Ki hu amar vayehi hu tziva v'yamod. In Tehillim as well, we said in Davni. Hu amar vayehi, Hashem said, it will be, hu tziva, and he commanded and stood. Right? Zoisha, he says, ki hu amar vayehi, zoisha. Hu tziva v'yamod, elubani. So what's going on over here? Look at Rashi. He says He said, look at this. Im lo al pi gzerat hamelech lo hayta ruya lehit avotla. He says the only reason why men have a taiva for women is because it was godly decreed. So because if God didn't say so, we wouldn't go near women. Look, Rashi says shehi kechamat melea mius, like a barrel full of disgusting stuff. Va'akor ratzim acharei, yet everyone runs after her. Right. So therefore, there's nothing natural about this. Right, who tivav yamen banim? Tane isha chamat meleat soa. Right, like a big full of feces. Upiya malei dam, and her mouth is full of blood. Va'akol ratzinach, and none of this one runs after her. Okay, we can relate. We can understand what the Gemara is talking about because I understand it doesn't make a difference. Right, that people run after. The next pasuk now we go back to the pasuk we spoke about earlier on. So we were in this pasuk of Bench Bonim Shana Anochi, etc. Then the pasuk took a bit of a break. Now it goes back and says, Ki holech Adam el Beit Olamo. This is a pasuk. So this is pasuk Chet, right? So we had pasuk Chet already, right? Gami Gavoa Pidatz Hashaked. We say Chagav V'Tabei V'Ona Ki holech Adam. Now we go back to the end of this pasuk. Ki holech Adam el Beit Olamo. Person writes, he says, like, what do you mean el Beit Olamo? Called tzaddik for tzaddik. Every tzaddik says not ninlo mador lefi kvodo. It's not lebeit olam, like just one beit olam. It's lebeit olamo, to his olam. He gets according to his kavod, his portion. Mashal amelech sheichnas huva vadav leir. He says like this: Mashal, the king and his servants, you walk into a town together. Kesheinich nesin kulan b'shar echad. They all walk in the same shard. People don't know yet who's who, I suppose. They see a group of people coming. They all go through the same gate. Kshein lanin, but when they go to sleep that night, kol echad v'echad notin lo mador lefi kvodo. Each one gets his abode. Rashi says, "Yeah, midlokativ el beit haolam." Rashi, I mean, kol echad b'shar echad. Afkan hakol meitim binyan echad. It's so true. Everyone dies. But when you get to Shamayim, you aren't looking to the same. For Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Marichtiv Kayaldut Vahashachrut Hevel. Right, this is a pasuk over here from Kohelet. It says Vahaser Kas Milibecha Vaar Haver Ami Psarecha. We've seen this before. Remove anger from your heart and remove bad from your flesh. Kayaldut Vahashachrut Hevel. Because youth and old age are all meaningless. Right, look at Rashi over here, the Gemara. What you do when you're a kid? He says, affect you when you get older. Look at Rashi. He says, Rov Tashmish, all the sex he has when he's young. They weaken him when he gets older. We've seen this before, this Gemara, by the way. This Gemara is familiar. Brachot, Yudchet, we saw it recently. Says Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Kasheri Ma'ale Meit, a worm to the dead, Kamachan Shlach, is just as painful as a needle to the flesh of a living person. Shneimar, right? He quotes the pasuk of Iyah. This is a pasuk in Iyov. Ach besaro alav yichav, the flesh of him will pain, will hurt. V'nafsho alav teval, and his nefesh will mourn. So Gemara explains the pasuk as follows. Rabbi Yitzchak says like this. He says, for the full 7 days, right, that a person dies, his heart, his soul is mourning for him. His soul is only mourning him. I just want to stop for 1 second. I actually discussed this recently with Noam. If any of you remember, there was a man, Aryeh Kaplan. He was a huge Talmid Chochem. He wrote a lot of books in the English world. He wrote a ton of books as well. He's listed in the Who's Who in America for like being the greatest physicist or mathematician. He wrote
on Kabbalah,
right? He made Kabbalistic stuff like more sort of. Yeah. He died very young. I think he translated the Torah. He had, what was it called? His translation of the Torah is called the Waters or something. The Living Torah. He wrote a sefer, a little boy. He wrote lots of little books were published by him. He also had this Aryeh Kaplan reader. One thing he was like, published a lot of his stuff. Died very young. And he wrote there an interesting mission. He says that when a person dies, so for the, I don't know if it was for the whole week, but about better than this Gemara, but he says there that the soul hovers around the grave. It's actually trying to get back to the body. And that's like a very traumatic time. That's part of what Shiva is all about. The Nechama. He says, every day for the body, the soul goes back and tries to want to be with its body. And that's like the pain that the soul has in having to leave the body. And this seems to be what he's basing on. He says, you never have enough short of a love. So you see how important it is to do nichum aveilim, because that's part of the healing process for this process. So then even a mate that hasn't got menachem, Rashi says, "Ein lo aveilim sheyut shechin nechamor." Person that says God's ways dies without any family. So hochin asara ben adav yoshvin min komo. 10 people just go and sit in his place. Rashi says, "Makom shemait sham where he died." Right, and the going to the story. Ahu deshachi b'shivut had Rabbi Yehuda. So the person who died in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, lo hayulo menamchim. Never had such menamchim. So kol yoma abadava Rabbi Yehuda bei asra b'yati b'duchta. He would go and gather up 10 people and sit in his place. Lachar shiva yamim, after 7 days, idchaze le bechilmat Rabbi Yehuda. So this guy appeared to Rabbi Yehuda in his dream. V'amalei tanuach da'atach shehenachte dati. Be relaxed. Know that you caused me to relax. In other words, you were able to maneche dati. I suppose by having the nechama over there, it made this process a bit easier. Amar b'abahu kol shomim b'fnei amet yodea. So now we're going to put machlok in aviyah. Rabbi Bao says that anything you say in front of the dead person, they know what's going on. You think it's a dead person, it's a yodea. Until when? Achi yisatem agolal. Till the moment you close the grave. Rashi says, golal hu kisush notim al arono. When you cover the coffin up or the grave up, once it's covered up, otherwise you don't read. The Gemara says, plige bar Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Shimon Rabbi. This is a machloket amoraim between Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Shimon Rabbi. Chadamar ad shi yisatem agolal. One says that he knows you're talking about till you close up the grave. Chadamar ad shi takela basa, even much longer. For the few months it takes until his body decomposes. Dichtiv, kol ha-pasuk over here. Ach besaro alav yichav. The passage we saw a second ago, even the flesh on him will hurt. Right? So we see over here that the flesh is still hurting him, even while he's sitting in the grave. It's the one who says, only when till you close up the golal, till you close up the grave, he says, afar ala aretz kashaya. The passage over here says, Pasuk get it, v'yashuv ha'afar ala aretz kashaya. Basically, the ash goes back to the ground like it was. Baruach tashuv Elohim, asher natna. And the spirit, the neshama goes back to Hashem, he gave it to you. Right, so that's his pasuk. So we've got two pasukim over here. One is Ach b'shor rabbi yichav, the fish will still hurt. The one pasuk says, no, immediately it goes back to the earth. Tara got a brighter. Varuach tashuv el Elohim asher natna. On this pasuk which you saw a second ago. Rashi says, cry a teruhu, right? Why are we giving this brighter here? It's asher natna. It's redundant in the word, in the pasuk. Lidaresh have zahir she tashivena alav. What's the idea of Ruach Tashuv Elohim Hashem Netana? Why does Hashem say that the spirit goes back to Hashem who gave it to you? He says it's a ribui to learn from it a pasuk. Basically, you're going to look after your neshama. You're going to try and give it back in the way you got it. How you got it? Betara. Just you got it as a tahor. Try and make sure you give it back tahor. Afata betara. Mashal Abelch Masav Adam Shechalak Bigdei Malchut Lavdam. This is like a story. Mashal of a king. Flesh, who of human flesh, who gave a nice garment to his servants. Pikrin shebahen, the wise ones, kipulam vinucham bekufsa, they kept it in a box. Tipshim, the stupid ones, the fools, shebahen halchu vasubahen melocha, they just went and used them for work. Liamim, because the time came when the king asked for those clothes back. So Pikrin Shebehem, the wise ones, Yichziram lo Kasher Meguatzin, getting back on like they were in the first place because they had the nasty say kept in their box. Tipshin Shebehem, the fools amongst them, Yichziram lo Kasher Meguatzin, getting back very dirty. Samach HaMelech Likrat Pikrin, the king got very happy with regards to the wise guys. The Kaas Likrat Tipshin, and got angry with the fools. Okay, self-explanatory. Al Pikrin Amar, on the Pikrin it says, Yinatnu Kli Lo Tzar. You give a kli to the, you put a kli in the storeroom. Then you guys can then go home. To go and keep it safe. Avzoi says so too. This neshama tinatein tachat kisei hakavod. Place it nicely under the throne of Hashem. About tipshin around the fools, he says, kli natnu lechoves. Right, we'll give it to the launderer, the laban. Avzoi legehenom letzorfam sham. He says so too. He says. Basically, you will put in the laundry. Where's the laundry? Gehenim is the laundry. So now you dirty the clothes. You just put in Gehenim to clean your clothes a little bit. They'll be sit there in jail. When the day comes, you will be able to relax. On their souls, he says, will be tied up in life. Al gofan shreshim, on the other hand, on bodies of the wicked, who omer ein shalom amar Hashem reshim, there's no peace for you. Al nishmatan who omer, for on the soul says, et nefesh oivecha yiklele betoch kafa kalea. Kafa kelo, Rashi says, rachav retzua shnotena even etocha lekalea asuya ka'en kaf, like some sort of a catapult. He says the wicked, he says, he puts into a stone, we'll see in a moment, the mashal, like into a catapult. Tanya Bilezer Omer, Nishmatan Shal Tzadikim Genuzot Tachat Kisei HaKavod. The neshomas of the Tzadikim sit under the throne of Hashem. Shema Yetan Nefesh Ani Tshuva B'Tshuva Chaim, like we saw. V'Shel Reshaim, on the other hand, Zomemot V'Hochot. Look at the Masorah HaShasta V'Yah, Zomemot V'Hochot. You've got a long explanation of Zomemot V'Hochot. So what it means, Zomemot V'Hochot? He says, D'dayek Mitelo Amra Yikla'ena B'Kaf HaKela. He didn't say Yikla'ena, right? The pasuk there we quoted earlier on, it says, Oivecha yekalena betoch kaf hakala. Within the kaf, in the spoon, like in the pocket. He says, V'netanya says, Nishmatan Tzadikim. He says, the Samshrasha says, V'delo amra yekalena bekaf akela amar betoch kaf. Not yekalena bekaf, but betoch kaf. Right in the kaf. Hakela. Says mashma shehi chavusha v'kvusha b'toch kaf. Says basically stuck up inside the receptacle of this catapult. Right, akele ve'ena yotze, doesn't go mimenu. Umalach mimalachei hakabalah, right, makle ota retzua lekan v'kan v'zehu lashon zomemot. He says what's zomemot? Zomemot like could also be like muzzled. I think he's saying over here that the angels basically strap him up in this thing. He isn't just sitting there; he's strapped up in it. Look at the Gemara carries on and says. Basically, they throw him to one from the other. Okay, in other words, things aren't very comfortable up there. So we've seen over here now of tzaddikim. We've seen over here of rishaim. What about beinonim? So he gives him a nice answer. Amalei, he says, E. Agora Bach changes it from Ike to E. E Shachivdi, if I died, lo armelechu hai milta, I wouldn't be able to tell you this. In other words, he's so excited that he asked him the question, because if I died, and he had asked me the question, I wouldn't have to give you the answer to this. And here comes the answer. Zachi Amashu, this is what Shmuel says. Eilu ve'eilu ledome nimserin. Look at Rashi, yeah? Eilu, both Rishaim and Beinonim, are handed over to Dome. Who's Dome? Rashi says, Malach amemune al aruchot. The angel in charge of the ruchot. I'm not sure that's the angel of the wind or the angel of the ruchot, as in the neshamot. Anybody give me a translation? The Ari is nodding his head.
Dead.
The dead, right? Mm-hmm. So he says, Halalu yesh manoach. These have got manoach. Halalu ein lahen manoach. So it looks like he says, Halalu and Halalu. I'm assuming that the Beinonim have got manucha. The Rishayim haven't got manucha. So I'm going to be married. Atidim tzadikim dahavu afra. Atidim tzadikim dahavu afra. Look at Rashi Avia. Afilu tzadikim nirkavim v'nasim efer. He says even tzadikim their bodies will decay. Dichtiv, Pasuk we just saw already. V'ashova afar al'aris kashaya. Right, that the ash will basically go back to the land like it was. So this is not so pashut. This is, in other words, the reason the Gemara is bringing the thing, he thinks that. Not everybody thinks that. Some people think it's tzaddikim, their bodies won't decompose. Now, I have to tell you the story I think I've told you before. I had a teacher in school, Rabbi Kosofsky, Zichron Livracha, died recently. And his father was Rabbi Michal Kosofsky, was a massive Talmid Chochem. And he came out from Europe and a big gadol. And Rabbi Kosofsky tells you when they exhumed the body and they buried the body in Israel. It was buried in South Africa and they moved into Israel. It says when they took out the body of the grave, they found that the flesh, his hands, under the tachrichim were still intact. The flesh was still intact. And I think he spoke to Rabbi Eloy, who was the dayan in South Africa at the time. And he said, your father never spoke Lashon Hara. He says, and that's a segula. He says, for not speaking Lashon Hara. He says, your skin doesn't decompose. So sorry, I heard from Maksovsky, I'm not making it up, word for word. But look here in the Gemara, it's like this. He says, even tzaddikim, their bodies will decompose. Yeshua fired arrows. Like, what is the story? Henu kapulai. So Rashi says, Aviyah kapulai chofrim, these diggers. Davu kaplai ba'aradrav, they were digging on the land of Rav Nachman. Now, nachar behu, Rav Achai ben Yoshia. So nachar behu, right? If you look at the Hagot HaBach over here, the nachar behu, it says, nachar behu ga'ar behu. He like gar by him. No, can't think this morning. Like criticized them. Like gar by him. Like what? Like moan, complain to them. Right? Picked them out. Gar by Rabbi Acha. But there's a Masorah Shasa over here, which sends you to a Rashi, which we've learned in Avodah Zorah Daf Nun Hayamud Aleph. And then Avodah Zorah Daf Nun Aleph over there, Nachar Rashi explains there as grunted, as snored. So he, I'm not sure he grunted to him, or he picked him out, he shouted at him, what are you doing digging here? This dead guy was lying in the grave. He starts shouting these guards who are digging them out. So Nachar ben Gavra. So I'm sorry, Nachar ben Rav Acha ben Oshia. After they came to Rav Nachman, they said, Nachar ben Gavra, there's this guy there, buried in the grave, and he either grunted at us or screamed at us. So after Rav Nachman, comes to him and says, Ma new, what are you, Mar? So Amale, Ana Chai Bar Yoshia, Amar Chai Bar Yoshia, Amale, Velav Amar Rav Mari. Didn't Rav Mari, we just learned it a moment ago, say, Atidei Tzadika Davu Afra, that even Tzadikim will become ashes? Why are you still fully intact over here in the ground? What's going on over here? So Amarle, Umani Mari, Deloya Danle, who's this money? Mari, I don't know about him. So Amarle, he says, but even if you don't know about Rav Mari, there's a pasuk. The pasuk says, Amarle, ha-krakativ, v'yashova afar l'aris kishaya. Right? Now this pasuk over here that he quoted to him, right? So he quoted this pasuk, v'yashova aretz, right? Remember I said, v'yashova aretz. We saw the very beginning of the amud there from Yeshaya. Shova afar l'aris kishaya, v'aruch tashuv el ha'elohim, asher netana. He says to him, that comes from Shirash, it's that pasuk that comes from Kohelet. So he says to Amar Lay, so this guy lying in the grave, he says to him, Da akraicha Kohelet, you've learned Kohelet. Lo akraicha Mishle, but you haven't learned Mishle. Right, so now he sends him off to go find a pasuk in Mishle. Tichtiv, he quotes a pasuk in Mishle over here. And this pasuk over here, he says like this. He says, Chayei besarim lev marpe. Those are living of the flesh, the heart will heal. Urekav atzamot kin'ah. And the rotting of the bones, kin'ah, I don't know, will be restrained or jealousy. He says, Ko mi sheyesh lo kin'ah of jealousy. He says to him, that's what it means, the pasuk of here. He says, Ko mi sheyesh lo kin'ah belibo. Whoever's got jealousy in his heart, atzmotav markivim. Then, that's what Kohelet's saying about that, even tzaddikim could have a bit of jealousy. If you're jealous, right, then... Rashi says, "V'tacharut l'chaveron." You're competing with your friends, so then you will rot. Kol she'ain lo kina b'libo. If you haven't got jealousy and you aren't jealous of anybody, ain as motav markivim. Your bone won't rot. V'alav ne'emar v'yashuv alafar. And they're talking about the first category that pasuk you quoted in Kohelet. You got to learn Mishle. So now gashashay chazed it by mashasha. So he touched him and he sees that the guy's mamash intact. He's fully there. So Amarle, Likumarle Gavay Devita, come home. Why don't you come home? Give a cup of tea, right? What are you lying in the sand there for? He says, come home. Right? Look, Rashi says, Legave Devita. He says, Maragave, Yavo, I don't need a bite. So Amarle, he says, now he says, you're really showing how ignorant you are. He says, Galita Adatra, Ta'afilu nevi'ai lo karita. I thought you'd at least you'd read Kohelet, you hadn't read Mishlei. But now I see that you haven't read Nevi'im. Dichtiv, the Pasuk says, right, he quotes the Pasuk over here from Yecheskel, Vidatem ki ani Hashem, how lil am Hashem, bepitchei et kivrotechem, when I open up your graves, ubahaloti et chem mi kivrotechem, amir, I'll take you with me. He says, what's going on? What do you mean by that? Look at Rashi. He says, bahaloti et ad sheya'alenu akadosh baruch hu mi kivroteinu, ein lanu reshut la'alot. He says, we have to wait until Hashem takes us out. You can't. We can't, even though we're lying here, we know we're here. We've got to wait for Hashem to take us out. Tibidadim ki ani Hashem epilchi. Amalei, v'haketiv ki afar, ata v'lafar tashuv. But what about the pasuk over here? It quotes him the pasuk from Bereishit. Right? This is the Torah says, v'zot apecha toch alechem with Adam and Chava, ad shuvcha el ha'adamat, you go to the land, ki mimene lakachta, I took you, ki afar, ata v'lafar tashuv. I took you from there and you're going back to there. Right? It's Abalea. Hu shah chat kolim tchiyat ha-maitim. He says, that's 1 hour before tchiyat ha-maitim. That's when it'll happen. He says, look at Rashi over there. V'haketi v'lafar tashuv. V'hai lekrim ha-reshaim l'chuda. It's not only about the wicked, he says. The kol klilotav shal Adam HaRishon, kol dorotav shavin bain. Everybody was saying the same idea. In other words, Adam HaRishon's curse affected everybody, even the tzaddikim. Saying to him, he says, that the moment just before Tchiyat HaMetim, Hashem will then enact His promises. Then the bodies will decompose, and then will be rebuilt again from out of the grave. I think there's end of over here.